During the halftime report of the Kansas-Duke game at Madison Square Garden, viewers were captivated by the performance of legendary acrobat Red Panda, also known as Ron Crystal Neo. While ESPN's Reese Davis, Andrea Carter, Jay Williams, and Seth Greenberg were analyzing the game, Red Panda showcased her incredible skills in the background, performing on a unicycle and balancing bowls. The excitement escalated when a bowl fell to the ground, prompting questions from the ESPN crew. Jay Williams asked if Red Panda was getting booed, while Davis noted the crowd's reaction, wondering aloud about the mishap. Greenberg defended her talent, suggesting it was too early in the season for concerns about her performance. As the cameras focused back on Red Panda, she recovered beautifully, impressing both the live audience and the commentators, who cheered her comeback with enthusiasm. Carter remarked on her talent, drawing a comparison to Duke star player Isaiah Evans. The event not only added entertainment value to the broadcast but also highlighted Red Panda's resilience, especially as she returned to performance after recovering from a broken wrist suffered during a WNBA game earlier in July. This incident underscores the unique blend of sports and entertainment that college basketball can offer, creating memorable moments that engage fans beyond the game itself. The report also recalls last year when Pablo Torre led a campaign to have Red Panda inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame, further emphasizing her significance in the basketball community. Sources indicate that events like these are vital in maintaining fan interest and showcasing the lighter side of college sports, making halftime shows an integral part of the game experience.